Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. This is your host, T-A-Z. I see LaTanya in the chat room. Might as well. Give everybody some hand claps. How about that? Nobody's on the line. I'm waiting on D-Lovely or E, someone to call in. I'll give them a few minutes. This is a warm Sunday. It was cold the other day, but today is very, very hot down here in Texas. I can't stand it. Had the AC on, and this AC in this new house sound like a wind tunnel, so I had to run and turn it off before I had to run back to my seat while the show was coming on. But I digress. Nevertheless, I'm going to start with the commentary all by myself until someone calls in. Biden's State of the Union address. Let me tell you, that cat tore it up. That cat tore it up. I didn't think he could do it. I didn't think Uncle Joe was prepared. Well, I knew he was prepared, but I didn't think he had the stamina. The only thing, he slurred a couple of lines, but he is a stutterer. Out there, and with him slurring a couple of lines, I didn't care. Dude is over 88. And he did well. He did better than I thought. He was real fiery. He was uppity. He was mad like somebody at the house party stepped on somebody's Converse. He's ready to fight. And he came in swinging. LaTanya said it's cold there. Of course it's cold in Ohio. Y'all weather is hard to predict anymore. If don't snow all winter, then it might snow today. And it's March, ain't it? Let me see. The next thing that I had, Marjorie Taylor Greene wearing her attire at the State of the Union. Also, Troy Nels having a never surrender mugshot of Trump shirt on. Those folks should have been ushered. That's how we say it at a church, at a black church. They should have been ushered out of the house. I mean, by the sergeant of arms should have came and got them and took them out, because that's inappropriate to wear on the house floor, period. Anytime you're there. Let me go to the next one I have. It's going to be short today if nobody calls in, I tell you that, because I'm not long-winded. My dad said that when he used to preach, I'm not long-winded. And I knew we'd be home in time to eat and watch the football game. How about that? Biden also said, you can love your country. You can't love your country only when you win. I thought that was a powerful statement. Folks on the Republican side, Republican side, conservative side, were kind of uppity. They were kind of mad about that. But that is true. You can't love your country only when you win. You know, there's got to be a winner and a loser. And Lord knows, the 4 years with Trump, we were losing. Badly. LaTanya says, I knew Uncle Joe could handle his business. He always has. MTG is an imbecile. And it is against house dress code. The house dress code rules, basically. Yes. And Troy Nels had that shirt on with Trump's mugshot from Georgia on it. saying never surrender. Really? When it was a shot, a picture of him surrendering down in Fulton County in Georgia. The next one I got. Still in the State of the Union address. Joe Biden did what once was unthinkable. He directly challenged Supreme Court justices about one of their opinions, addressing them personally. He brought up the conservative majority landmark reversal of Roe v. Wade. He said, with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral or political power. Then what appeared to be an ad-lib moment, he said, you're about to realize just how much, before the Democrats in the chamber jumped to their feet and cheered. That was a strong message to tell the court, you guys are ruling wrong. Your outcomes is not for the good of the country. It seems like they're politically motivated. I don't want to say that, but that's what it seems like. Let me get to the next one I got. Like I said, it's going to be short today if nobody will call in. James Crumley was caught making state-threatening statements by phone and electronic messages while in custody. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office confirmed to CNN on Friday. As a result, Crumley, access to the jailhouse phone is now primarily limited to communication, was his attorney, a spokesman for the sheriff's office, said. Authorities would not disclose the nature of Crumley's threats or their intended targets. He's the Michigan school shooter's father on trial for manslaughter and is now accused of making threats on the phone while he was in jail. I got a question, y'all. Well, I'm talking to LaTanya, I guess. I got a question, LaTanya. Didn't that fool know he was in jail and they listened in on the conversation? Did he know he was in jail and you ain't supposed to be doing that part of it? I mean, you get out on the street and at least have some respect for the jailhouse and be on the other side of the street before you start making threats. That's just plain ridiculous. I found that really ridiculous. He don't watch TV. People get caught all the time on TV doing the same foolishness he just did. Okay, the next one. In March 2024, armed gangs stormed the two largest prisons in Haiti, resulting in around 3,700 inmates escaping. They did basically a Batman scene when the Penguin and the Joker let out all the bad guys out of jail, all the criminals out. The gang demanded that Prime Minister Ari Henry resign. The Haitian government declared a 72 state of emergency and a nighttime curfew in an attempt to curb the violence and chaos. There's going to be some violence and chaos with 3,700 free people that was in jail. LaTanya said, as it should be, Crumley was reckless with his child. Now his phone conversation, he wrote Big Dummy. Sound like Sanford and Son to me. Sound like Fred G. Sanford. The G stands for ghetto. The next one, Alabama Senator Kathy Britt, selected by Republican leaders to deliver the response after the State of the Union Thursday night, offered a dark version of America under Trump's presidency under Biden's presidency, and sought to portray him as old and out of touch with the needs of everyday Americans. The only thing she got right out of that whole thing, he is old. That's about it. He is not out of touch. For example, let me go on and say the next one I'm going to say. The Biden administration announced Tuesday to cap all credit card late fees, the latest effort in the White House to push an end to what is called junk fees, and a move that regulators say will save Americans up to $10 billion a year. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau new regulations will set a ceiling of $8 for most credit card late fees or require banks to show why they should charge more than $8 for such a fee. The rule will bring down the average credit card late fee down from $32 to $8. The Bureau estimates banks brought in roughly $14 million in credit card late fees a year. So they were cleaning house on this rule that they had. I have in the house on the line, E is in the house.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, E?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had told LaTanya, because she's in the chat room, I said, I'm going to be like my dad today, because my dad said he wasn't long-winded when he preached. And that's what I knew. We was going home to eat on time and watch the football. How about
that part?
How about that? So let me go over what I did go over. State of the Union, did you see it?
I did.
And what was your impressions or your takeaways from that?
I pretty much felt like a lot of the commentators felt some of the Republicans kind of underestimated Uncle Joe. However, I still feel like we're between a rock and a hard place. I do think we need someone younger. And some fresh new ideas, but they're just not on the, they're not there. So it's like the lesser of two evils. I did like the address. I like the stuff that he was saying, you know. I like how he handled the hecklers.
Let me interject. Let us remember. Couple years back when Uncle Joe was first running, and and D Lovely was on the Uncle Joe, y'all was on his back. I started saying another word.
I know, and I'm still team Uncle Joe. I just feel like I like somebody younger on the ballot. I'm not against him. I'm not team Uncle Joe. That's not what I'm saying at all. I would just like some fresh new idea, not just with him, with the whole shebang bang of Congress.
Well, I remember I was all against it. You do remember that, right?
Yeah.
You do remember. I mean, I like Uncle Joe, but I did say he was too old 4 years ago. Not four.
Yep.
Four. 4 years ago, I said he was, you know. But now... Wait a minute, I got another caller. D Lovely is on the line.
Hey, sir.
How you doing,
hey.
D Lovely?
Good.
Hey,
I'm sorry, I had to bring the shot home, so took a
it's
little
all good. as I was saying, I was against Joe 4 years ago because he was too old, and he's still too old. But after that riveting speech and that fiery speech, he came out swinging like he was ready to hit a home run. I was with Uncle Joe. I was all on him, and y'all know what I'm talking about. But I was on it. D Lovely, did you hear the State of the Union, and what is your thoughts?
I heard the State of the Union. I thought that I thought he did an amazing job. I feel like he was jacked up on Mountain Dew or something. I don't know what he had, but he did his thing. That's for sure. I'm just disappointed that we continue to allow that Cro-Magnon woman,
yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, to
yes.
continue to be disrespectful, to be loud and obnoxious, and nobody says anything. They act like they don't see it. Nobody's going to say to her, you are a disrespectful piece of dirt. Because I had to be, I took care of that. I didn't say what I wanted to say.
Because I was going to say it for you, but okay. Because I went to
there's a whole lot of.
You always.
There's a whole lot of people biting tongues in here today. I bit mine twice.
Go ahead. I think
the sergeant of the arms, as I said before you ladies both came online, should have ushered him out, and that other dude, Troy Nails, for wearing that Trump mugshot saying never surrender. They both should have been ushered out of the chamber. That's the way I felt.
Shouldn't even been allowed
but
to enter
nobody...
the chamber.
She said, Marjorie Taylor Greene said they told
True.
Her she had to leave. She told them, I'm not going nowhere. And nobody did anything.
They just
That's
said,
when
oh,
you
okay.
get drugged. That's when you get drugged.
That's right.
Okay.
I know when
the sergeant at arms is a black mama. You
yeah,
get drugged
right.
out.
You get drugged up. I know when mm-hmm. I was in church and I was chewing gum. The usher came to me with her hand out like, buddy, you going to spit it out? I was only 10. Yes, ma'am. That's how it goes.
Now,
you break the rules, you got to suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it should and you should have been sued because I think if Nancy was still the Speaker of the House, she would have had to pay the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would have been perfect.
Hit him where it hurts. Also, let me see what else did I have here because I went through it. I was getting ready to let church out and have the benediction before y'all call.
Did you talk about the rebuttal?
The best,
I did
the best
see the
line. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but I'm still on Biden. I just want to see what y'all think of this. The best line I thought, he said, you can't love your country only when you win. And when he said that, I said, oh, my God. And then also the statement towards the justices, the Supreme Court. He got them, too.
Well, you
and they were looking kind of salty.
Show up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see who didn't show up. Alito and the black dude, you know. The one that got his
really?
Mama new house.
There's no black dude.
Nope.
Well, the one that looks like he's black, quit his robe on.
And he just has a really, really dark, deep tan, that's all.
Yep.
Okay, the rebuttal with Kathy Britt, your
Katie.
Okay.
Katie,
my bad. Yeah, Katie Britt of Alabama, senator from Alabama. Your thoughts on her rebuttal, starting with D. Lovely, and then we go to Eve.
Okay, let's be honest. That was the most uncomfortable and most pathetic rebuttal I've ever heard.
Yes.
And if they are embarrassed, they don't know what embarrassment is. Not only did a congresswoman let them put her in the kitchen like she was some sort of homemaker when you're supposed to be up there bills and making rules for the country, you let them sit you in the kitchen like the worker, and you talked like you had never spoken in public before. Your voice wiggled. You whispered the bad stuff, and on top of all of those stupid things you did, then you lied. Who approved this? Who approved the speech?
Nobody.
I'm so done with it.
I was waiting on a cuss word, but she survived that.
I worked hard at it. I stayed in my place.
I watched it, and I was like, you got to be effing kidding me if this is all y'all got. This all y'all got for the rebuttal? Like my sister said, she in the kitchen talking about her husband or her two school-age kids. We don't give a F about that. Nobody cares. What was your rebuttal to anything that he said? And then she was stumbling and bumbling and whispering, like, girl, get your life together.
Then she tried to act like she was all upset, almost quivering in her voice, like she was getting ready to cry.
Your face quiver lip, like she was crying. Like, girl, get over yourself.
We were one step from seeing white woman tears. We almost got them. She came close, but that was too far.
White women fake tears. Because, you know, they can cry on command. So we was about to see her Oscar-worthy performance.
The next one that I didn't mention, and I skipped over when I was doing it, Donald Trump posts $91.6 million bond for E. Jean Carroll's verdict. E, your thoughts on that one?
If you could see my face. That's all I want to say. Because, like, boy, bye. And it's still incredulous to me that this person is, in many, many states, prevented from owning and running a business, has been bankrupt, but y'all think he can run a country. Like, I don't understand that for all to see in China. I don't understand why people think that that's okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, anyone, like I said before, anyone with a few felonies couldn't run for president and work at McDonald's, let alone 91 of them. D. Lovely, your thoughts on the $91.6 million you got to put on in a trust until the appeal is over with. And if he don't get the ruling on the appeal, E. Jean is going to be dressed out in some fabulous clothes next time she's on TV.
Listen, he's about to have to pay her some more money. He's defamed her again since just Friday. Friday he defamed her again. He said that he had been by this person that he doesn't know, that he's never seen before, who's lied on him, and now is getting money. I was like, you know that's defamation, right? Why won't people talk to him? Is there nobody that can control him? Nobody?
I'm sure her lawyer was listening.
I know she was. She probably already. So I know she got a little bit of drool slipping right now saying, ooh, I'm about to get paid again.
Right.
Yeah, she getting ready to file on him again. He actually said that.
Yeah. Friday night.
I thought he learned his lessons.
He doesn't learn lessons. Those lessons don't apply to him.
Well, that money ain't going to apply to him soon. That money ain't going to apply to him soon.
Yeah. You're right.
Anything else from this week, ladies?
There was one other thing. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I got nothing.
I talked about Haiti. I talked about, I'm trying to think, the school, the dude that's the father of the school shooter in Michigan, and he making threats on the phone in the jail and gets caught. Making threats.
Yeah.
That's something that you don't do. That was real stupid.
Did we talk about Alabama?
I mean, even after when they let you out of jail, you walk across the street, then you start talking about, I'm going to shoot somebody. You don't say it on the same block.
Yeah. You mumble that under your breath from a block away.
Yeah, yeah. And you get in your car and drive 90 miles to your house, and then you talk, you know, ish.
Then you talk trash. Straight trash.
Yeah, yeah. You say what you want to. Other than that, I don't have anything else. I appreciate y'all calling in. It's better late than never, for real, because, like I said, I was getting ready to call the benediction.
Oh, okay. What we doing? Okay.
Latanya said, did the money come from Russia? I'm trying to think what money she's talking about.
Probably the payment that he made, the $91 million.
Oh, that money. Nah, I think he had. Well, that's. I think he had that money. It's the big money for the one that's a half a billion dollars that he owes.
Well, I'm sure the money.
Say what, D-Lo?
And how did they make his daughter-in-law the co-chair of the RNC? How is that possible? Isn't that a conflict?
Not when you won the nomination, apparently. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Not when you win the nomination. You could. I think you can appoint whoever you want.
But he's not in charge of the RNC.
But he won the nomination.
Yes,
I understand, D-Lovey. I'm on your side.
Okay. Okay. Because I feel like you're telling
me I'm
wrong.
I'm just telling you. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But I thought he could pick who he wanted to be in charge of it once he won the nomination. That's what I thought.
There has to be a nomination. And there just like the DNC, you have to have nominations. You have a vote. And then the person is chosen after the vote. But they didn't even bother. They just made her the co-chair.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know how that operates. You know what? Mm-hmm. That'll be a good homework assignment for me to figure it out. Because I don't know how that works.
Good luck.
Well, D-Lovely, E already bounced off. You take care.
Okay.
Love you. Hey, when we gonna read, yo?
Oh, we reading Tuesday night. I'll be ready. I put it in my phone so I won't forget.
Yeah, I need to set my phone up too after I get through going to the gym. Cause that's, man, I was writing the story. That's why I forgot. That's exactly what happened to me. I knew it. Then I looked at the clock and said, "Oh Lord." All right then.
Yeah,
you take care. Love you. And
all right.
Talk to you on
Love
Monday.
You
thank you, LaTanya, for being in the chat room. Talk to you
Tuesday.
Okay.